You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home kitchen toolkit. Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. And today is day number 4 of my 5-part daily series, mini series of quick fixes on grilling. And today I'm taking you in a little bit of a sweeter direction. And we're going to talk about grilling some fruit. But before I get there, I want to remind you that if you head back to any of the following episodes by going to kitchencounterpodcast.com/ and then the episode number, you can go back to 67, which was a spice rub for grilling. 68 was a whiskey barbecue sauce. 69, which was yesterday's, was grilled corn on the cob. And today, if you go to kitchencounterpodcast.com/70, you'll get a recipe for grilled peaches. You know, I mentioned yesterday that I really like to try to get as much grilling done per meal. If I'm going to grill anything, I like to try to cook everything on the grill all at once. And, you know, sometimes desserts can be a challenge because we oftentimes think of dessert as something you bake in the oven. But fruit can be wonderful on the grill, especially because it's high enough in sugars, you're going to get some really nice caramelization going on. Today I'm talking grilled peaches, but this same technique can be used to great effect with other similar fruits, and even pineapple is a great item to grill, and you can use the same technique as far as the preparation of the pineapple as you do with the peaches I'm going to talk about. Now, this is a really easy recipe once again, and this is something you can whip out with everything you've got on hand, except you'll probably have to go and pick up some nice peaches that are just ripe. And I would recommend that you have a little bit of vanilla ice cream on hand because these things go awesome with vanilla ice cream. But this is simply a 3-ingredient recipe. You're going to take your peaches and you're going to split them in half and pit them. And then you're going to take a little bit of melted butter and brush the melted butter on the face of those peaches evenly and a little bit on the back. And then you're going to take some brown sugar and sprinkle some brown sugar lightly all over the face, the open face of those peach halves as well. Then you simply enough take it to your grill and pop them on over medium or medium high heat, depending on how hot your grill runs. But you're going to want the flesh side down first. And leave those things alone for a good 3 or 4 or even 5 minutes until you get some nice, dark, kind of charring grill marks going on the face of those peaches. Then you'll take those peaches, flip them over, and do the same thing on the backside of those peaches. You're going to let them cook and grill for another 3, 4, or 5 minutes or so until they're soft and generally cooked through. That's it. Remove them from the grill, pop them in a bowl, and put a dollop of vanilla ice cream right on top. It's awesome. Now, a couple of points I want to mention why you're grilling peaches, just to keep aware of. I've mentioned before that you don't want any flames necessarily. Now, if you're on a gas grill, of course, you've got some flames down there. But I mean like flare-ups or actual shooting flames. You don't want flames hitting the peaches because, again, it will kind of give them an off, bitter, burnt taste. And you don't want that. And the other thing is when you put the peaches down, open face down first, you don't really want to mess with them for several minutes because if you start moving them, they might not be quite charred up on the open face side and it could just stick to the grill and kind of rip them apart. So just leave them alone for a few minutes, you know, assuming your flame isn't too high that they're just going to burn instantly. And you'll have much better results that way. So there you go. Easy, simple grilled peaches. Again, I really recommend if peaches aren't your thing, do this with pineapple spears, some fresh cut pineapple spears. And you're going to have an awesome dessert for your 4th of July grilling weekend. All right, everybody. Thanks once again for listening to this episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. I've mentioned before, if you are interested in getting a hold of the show, send me an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And of course, if you're so inclined, head over to iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play Music and rate and review the show if you find some value in it. Thanks again, everybody. This is Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. And until next time, happy cooking.